You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with The Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
God bless football, Billy Gill.
God bless football, Stu Gatz.
You, you're dressed up today. You got a haircut. You got yourself ready for Super Bowl week, huh? I'm proud of you.
Why does everyone keep telling me I got a haircut? I got a haircut 2 weeks ago. This is not a new haircut. I cut my hair 2 weeks ago.
Right, but you know, new shoes, new sneakers, nice sneakers, pink ones. I like them. You have a flannel shirt on. It's
Okay. I've had these sneakers too. I just don't wear them to work. This shirt is actually new, but everything else I've already had: the haircut, the glasses, the sneakers.
Yes.
Yeah,
right.
I don't know if I should be like, because you're not the first person to tell me this. I don't know how I should be receiving this information, because it's really just, you always look like crap. Like, everyone's like, oh, you look so nice, and it's basically like, you never look good.
Right. I don't say that about you.
Well, it's what you're saying, but not directly.
I mean, who am I to judge? Right.
You know?
It seems like you got yourself ready for Super Bowl, for Radio Row.
I actually, so
for Mad Dog.
I'm a very stressful traveler, as you might imagine.
Yeah.
So I sat down before I left, and I actually, like, with my wife, like, went, like, day by day, like, this is what I'm wearing on Monday. This is what I'm wearing on Tuesday.
Really?
Yeah. And then when I got in last night, I went and I hung everything up. So, like, I arrived very late. And then on top of that, I spent like an hour just like hanging and all of that.
Right.
And I slept like 3 hours. So like, I'm already on fumes, which is a bad start because it's the first day of Super Bowl week and I'm already running on fumes.
Right. Well, I told you to get here earlier.
Yeah.
Lay of the land, get yourself, you know, familiar with the time change and all that. But hold on real quick, because you said something, because now you're going to have a hard time believing this.
Mm.
I am a guy. The first thing I do upon arriving to my hotel is unpack my suitcase.
Yeah.
I hang it all. I put it, like, I want to feel like I'm at home, you know?
How many days do you need to stay to do that?
What do you mean, how many days do I need?
Like, how many days does your trip have to be for you to say, I'm not going to look out of my suitcase?
Good question. Like, 5 days.
Yeah.
5 days. If it's a weekend trip, I probably leave everything in the suitcase.
This was long enough that it's like I should lay everything out. I brought a steamer, which then I saw we have a steamer in the room, which I should have thought about anyways. But I brought a steamer to steam things. Like,
right.
I'm getting ready. By the way, business is picking up. I thought that it was going to stay
a little. Yes.
Booming, no, but no. Picking up for sure.
We started early this morning, and there was no one here. But you're right, things are starting to pick up. Chris Sims is here, your boy.
He is. I'm surprised that he's here on a Monday.
Why? Why?
Because a lot of people are not here on Monday. A lot of people start later in the week.
Yep. Listen, We're kicking it off right, Billy.
Are we?
I don't know if any other show in America has the guest that God Bless Football has on, and it's coming up next. Head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, Andy Reid, going to join us on God Bless Football the Tuesday, before the Super Bowl.
Are you excited about that?
I am very excited about that. I used Golic's name to get him on.
Of course. he really loves Golic.
What do you think? He's coming on with me and you?
I mean when do we get to the point that people come on for us?
It's a great question.
Seems like never.
Who is the person that comes on for us? Is there a single person that comes on for us? Chris Sims?
For the two of us? Like, who is a person that we could get that people would maybe use our names to get? Is that what you're asking?
Yes. Because you're right. When I get Andy Reid, he's coming on for Mike Golic. He is not coming on for me and you.
Yeah.
When I get, Marcus Freeman, the head coach at Notre Dame, again, coming on for Mike Golic, not
correct,
coming on for me. When we get Eli Manning, he's coming on for Jabba Chamberlain, not me and you.
Yeah.
Right.
Colleen Wolf came on for K-Funk.
Right. Not me. Is there a person?
I don't know that there is one.
How about Rossini? For me.
Well, here's the thing about it, right? Is that even in that, like, yes, could come on for you, right? But then what ends up happening is then we're like, well, do you want to come on, like, with Dan? We're like, yes, we would rather that. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, like, even if it's like, we're available, and like, but we could do Golic? Like, let's do that one. Or, yeah, we can do Levitard? Let's do that one.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes. A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith didn't come on for us. They came on for Bounty. And by the way, there is a House of Bounty right next to us.
I see that. Bounty House of Wingman.
It has a second floor.
It does. I saw people walking around on the second floor, too.
Really?
What do you think they do there?
I don't know.
There's games being played downstairs.
Really?
Yeah. It looks like you throw a ball through a hoop or something.
Hmm.
I love Radio Row.
So do I.
I really do.
Yeah. There's a car being given away here right next to us, a Toyota for the Super Bowl. You're right. Business is picking up, Billy.
I like this buzz. I like everything. Imagine if this was like our job.
Right.
But like actually like this was a profession where like everyone that did media just lived in one place.
Mm-hmm.
And every day they came into work and this was the job. Like, we would have this set for a couple of hours, and then everyone would have, like, the tables or, like, that set over there. But everybody in media just lived in the exact same place, and they went to work in the exact same office every single day. I would sign up for that.
Would you really?
In a heartbeat.
You would get tired of everyone so quickly, though, I think.
Well, I do that anyways, so.
So we might as well be all in one place, get tired of everyone at the same time?
You think I'd be, like, feuding with, like, people that are, like, in a table over there or whatever?
Yes, yes.
What do you think would lead to that feud?
Just you being annoyed by people. Don't look at me like that.
What is that supposed to mean?
I don't know. Are you excited for Andy Reid, though?
I'm excited for Andy Reid, and I'm also excited for what's to come this week on our show, on
yes.
Levitard Show. This is one of those situations, Stugatz, where we got a lot of avails, and we're not even going to be here as much as we've been here in the past. Like, last year, we basically just lived at Radio Row.
Right.
So we were available 24 hours a day.
Yes.
This year is a bit different. We have this nice set that we're going to be doing here. We have a secondary set over there.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have like 24 hours of availability because we have to, do the live shows on Thursday and Friday.
Correct.
We have rehearsals. We
yes.
have things that we're going out and shooting.
Right.
So we're not going to be at Radio Row as much as we have been in the past. But early on, I kind of treated it like we are. And I loaded up our Wednesday and our Thursdays. And I thought, okay, this is a nice little plan that we have going into the week at Radio Row. We have a nice, solid guesses. We have some names.
Yes.
We have names. We have some names.
Yes, but what's your concern? Like, we don't have enough time to get to all these names? What are you concerned about?
We're not, and I don't know where we're going to have them live also, which is also a concern.
Right.
But here's what I found out this morning in coming here.
Okay.
Is that the guest pitching has just begun. So we have so many people locked in, and I've already gotten, like, three more people pitched this morning.
Right.
And just out of, like, a reflex, I'm just like, yes, we want that person.
But that's
yes.
what happens
and
every year.
I keep saying
year.
Yes.
Yeah,
but
that.
We don't have the time is the thing that I'm
Let me tell you
about.
Something. I will break away from anything it is that I'm doing to come here and record interviews, okay?
I know that.
I don't care what it is I'm doing.
I know.
Right?
I know. And that's kind of the issue that we've run into.
What?
Is that we have a schedule and we have different people needing to be in different places. And you're like, schedule. I'm going to go to Radio Row because I want to talk to XYZ.
Well, I mean, that's what I want to do. That's what we come here for. I don't come here to do the other stuff.
But this year, that's not why we came here. You know, it's just a different, year, you know?
Right.
And that's fine. It's just a different year. Not a better year, not a worse, just a different year.
Quite the setup we have here, courtesy of our friends at DraftKings.
This is a great setup.
It's amazing.
It's like, this is one of the nicest setups here, I think.
I would say it is the nicest setup here. I would say we're also not deserving of it.
Well, I mean, don't say that out loud.
I'm teasing.
You have to believe that
there's an expectation that comes with a set like this, an expectation that I'm happy to fill and I will fill, but I do not like the fact that I am limited on my
had this nice stage and set and all of this yes. staff of people available to you at a whim to just like, I want to record with this person right now.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's not how it works.
I know.
We're part of the DraftKings network. We share. We're good partners here.
I'm happy to share.
I'm playing that game where like we're here, we're on TV, and I'm looking at you, but I'm also looking around to see what's going on.
Well, listen, part of Radio Row and Super Bowl week is you constantly have to have your head on a swivel.
Yes.
You do. You have to.
But it's not great for TV. But at the same time, there's so many people moving around. There's so much hustling and bustling happening right now. And
right.
everybody looks like somebody.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Everyone's right. dressed to the nines. Everybody looks like they're here on official business in some capacity.
How many times, like percentage, if 10 people walk up to you, the amount of those 10 people that you're checking their placards to see what their name is.
Okay.
Because it just happened to me.
I was going to ask you if that happened. Because I got the sense that that happened, and I'm still not 100% convinced that you know who we just spoke to.
I do know who we just spoke to.
Who did we speak to?
We spoke to Jason something. Fitz. Jason Leisure. We spoke to Jason Leisure.
We did speak to Jason Leisure.
But I didn't
know
it was Jason Leisure until I got closer to his placard.
How long into that conversation were you there? Because right away I was excited. I saw him. I was like, oh my God. And then like the way you started like, hey buddy, what's up? And then like quickly, like I was wondering, do you know who that is?
I did not initially. I did. You noticed I kept stepping closer to his placard, right?
I didn't. You pulled that off. I didn't notice. So you were just getting closer to him to read what his name was?
Yeah. The key to getting closer to the placard is eventually you have to just say his name, you know, just so he knows
that's
you
a
know
risk.
Who he is. Well, I did. I said it.
Yeah.
I said
you?
Jason once, yes.
Did you?
Just so he walked away from here going, you know what, Stugatz knew who I was.
I think what you need to do, right. and it's easier to do as the week goes on, is when you get closer, you kind of need to pretend like it's too loud and you can't hear. Like, what's that? What's that? And you can get like this close and
right.
literally just look at their name tag right there, like on their chest. Because you're like, I can't, what's that, buddy? And you go like this, and then you just quick glance, and then you move back.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I'm looking around right now.
Yeah.
I gave someone finger guns before, by the way. It was very exciting.
Who'd you give finger guns to?
I don't
to?
Know. I have no idea who the person was. He finger gunned me. I finger gunned them right back. That's what Super Bowl Radio Row is all about.
I mean,
you know that.
Is it?
I don't know.
All right.
I have no idea. Anyway, so we have Chiefs Niners. There's a Super Bowl being played on Sunday. We're very excited for it. We appreciate Andy Reid giving us some of his time. You're right, though. He loves Golic.
Yeah.
Like, he refused to play this game without first speaking to Mike Golic Sr. It's so odd.
Well, we also had, like, a hard out we had to get him out by, and he, like, stayed beyond that just kind of small talking with
yeah.
Mike Golic. Oh, say hi to the family. Say right. hi to the family.
How are the boys?
Yeah, how are the boys doing?
He's the Golic family. First family of football.
A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't? The great taste of Miller Lite. In fact, you know what? Here's another thing that hasn't changed. It's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate since 1975, and we still haven't settled it. You know, Miller Lite solves so many problems. I'm not a thinking man. I don't want to think. I want to just find a beer that has undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. One that's less filling? One that still has this incredible taste? How can I do this? Oh, I'll just have a Miller Lite. You know why? Because Miller Lite keeps it simple. It's undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. Exactly what I'm looking for. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/GBF. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Lite Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs and premium regular beer.
All right, he'll be trying to win his third Super Bowl in Las Vegas coming up this Sunday. His third Super Bowl. He has been very nice, very kind with his time, generous with his time for this show. I think it's his third or fourth appearance here on God Bless Football, and I promise you he's not doing it for me. He's not doing it for Billy. He is not doing it for Mikey A. He is doing it for Mike Golic. So, Mike, with that said, Coach, thank you for joining us. Mike, the floor is yours. We will try not to ruin your friendship with Coach.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And anytime we do any of these with Stu, Coach, I always apologize in the beginning for something that he may say.
You guys are doing good.
So, listen, I mean, what could we say? 11th, you had 11 championship games. You're now four Super Bowls. You have a couple of wins. I mean, a million playoff games. You're walking into the Hall of Fame. What does the feeling change at all from year to year from a championship game and going to a Super Bowl with the emotion with that team?
Yeah, it does. As you know, every team is different. They have a different personality or develop a different personality. It takes a whole season for you to kind of get through all of that. This group here, we had young guys on the offensive side, and so it's been fun to watch them grow. And on the defensive side, we had young guys last year, and it's been fun to watch them mature and the players that they are and playing really great football on that side of the football. So it's they're all different. To answer your question, I love watching that part of it and watching these guys again mature.
Talk about this season. A lot of people, including myself, I picked a rematch of you guys in Philadelphia again. At least I'm half right with you guys. But there were some bumps along the way. There are in every season. So talk about the season and how you guys smoothed out some of those bumps in the road.
Yeah, we consistently we did a good job on defense. Offense, we were up and down. We needed to find that guy opposite Kels. They could kind of do the same type of things as that Kels does, and from a wide receiver position. Veach went out and drafted Rasheed Rice, which was a great pickup. And Rasheed, we've watched him grow. And there's one guy that's really helped us offensively and really helped Kels offensively. It's him. We had Juju last year. We had Sammy the year, couple years before that, for a couple years before that. Pringle developed into that. So you have that guy that can kind of maneuver and do the same types of thing in space as Kels. It helps both of them in the long run and helps Pat and helps the offense kind of go. And then Pacheco. Pacheco was banged up. Clyde stepped in, and then Pacheco had surgery, shoulder surgery, came back from that and has helped the run game. The O-line's been very consistent. Those inside three all made some form of the Pro Bowl one level or the other. And the two tackles are new guys, and they've kind of grown into the system with us. So I've watched that. I've been a part of it. And then most of all, Mike, when we weren't doing well, that six game stretch there where I think we lost four of them, the guys all stuck together. They just wanted to figure out the problem. Coaches wanted to figure out the problem. So we felt like we hit that head on and both groups pulled it together and did some better things. And so here we sit.
You mentioned the number of receivers you had on this team, and everybody talks about the team since Tyreek Hill left, and you have, evaluating talent and bringing the guys in you think are right guys. So with Rasheed Rice, so he comes in as a rookie and he's been incredible. When did you know as a coach and an evaluator? Because I remember you telling me Mahomes before he was practicing, Mike, you should see this guy in practice, what he's doing. It's incredible. So when did you see it out of Rasheed Rice that you thought, okay, we got the guy here?
Yeah, we saw it in training camp. Mini camps too. We saw it there, but it wasn't until about midway through the season that he was able to transfer all of that, all the stuff into play on game day. So, but you knew he was coming every week. You saw something that gave you the feeling like he's coming. We're so close. And then, look, my veteran guys were dropping balls. I mean, that's the reality of it. which they hadn't done the year before. And so now they've picked it up and they're making these catches that they made last year, the same types of things. That's helped. I think we were all pressing just a little bit. And then we've cut back on the penalties. So, and then Rashee is like I'm saying here, he just keeps getting better.
Coach, he's been great. Have you seen the video of Rashee watching you, a young Andy Reid, try to throw a football? Have you seen that video, his reaction to it?
No, I haven't.
Okay, he laughed and he refuses to believe that it's his head coach. He refuses to believe it's you.
Yeah. Well, I'm about the same size I was then. So,
So, Coach, I got to talk about being a former defensive player, your defensive side of the ball. While you're the head coach, obviously, you came up on the offensive side. I talked to Justin Reid a bit ago, and he talked about how there was a bit of a chip on their shoulder in the Baltimore game because everybody was talking about the Baltimore defense and what they wanted to go and improve. And they'd been pretty consistent all year, this KC defense. So did you add fuel to that fire during that game before the Baltimore game of, hey, that defense is getting all the talk. You guys need to show them what you could do.
I didn't have to say much on it. These guys, with the way social media is today, they hear everything. And so from a coach's standpoint, you put it out there, they all go, yeah, well, we know. I mean, you know, like we've already heard that. So, but I can't help but needle just a little bit. I mean, that's the fun part of this thing. And the guys, they take it well. Most of all, they're all competitive guys. Our defense has played phenomenal this year. You're right. And Spags has done a great job, as the coaches have. And, you know, these young guys are now seasoned and they're just playing their hearts out. And really, Reed's one of them. He came to us last year and he would tell you that he was out of whack. And it took him a little bit to kind of get himself where he wanted to be in the defense. And now he's a, in my eyes, an all-pro player. He just he brings the wood and he also can catch the ball and defend. So that's a he's really done a nice job for us.
So let's look at this game for a moment. Talk about the difference of preparing for a weapon like Lamar Jackson and now a quarterback. While we did see Purdy get a couple of runs, a guy who will be in the pocket and disperse that ball out to multiple talented people on offense for San Francisco.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Kyle's done a nice job as John has too, just bringing the guys in. They've got a bunch of talent. Their wide receivers are something, man. They've got every flavor you want of a wide receiver: deep threat, intermediate guy, short guy, guy that can take it around or a handoff, and then they've got that running back that probably could play wide receiver. You know, he's a great talent. So they're and Purdy. Listen, Purdy might have been drafted last. That kid is a heck of a football player. I remember the head coach at Iowa State telling me that, I heard him on a Saturday actually, on the TV as we were prepping for a game, say that this guy changed our program around. He's the guy that made the difference in the program. So here's a kid that comes from Arizona, goes to Iowa State, changes the program around. He's not the biggest guy, fastest guy. He's just a good football player, and I would imagine he's very, very intelligent and very football intelligent.
Yeah, I did a couple of his games at Iowa State. Very, very good from the neck up, without question. So as far as – have you changed – I mentioned the multiple trips to the Super Bowl. Have you tweaked your prep during those times when you get the 2 weeks, or what you started with for the first Super Bowl, have you kind of kept it the same?
Yeah, I had a chance to talk to Coach Holmgren yesterday, and he asked me that question, and I go, you know what? I'm just doing the same thing that you did. The times are, it's crazy, Mike. The time slots really haven't changed. It's if you're the home team, you have to do the media at a certain time, and you know, the away team and that. But it's the same. It's really the same practice schedule that we did there, did at Philly, and then have done here. So I haven't had to change much. The league's been very consistent with the time they allot you.
So I to ask this one, I mean, you've been doing this a long time and you hear the talk out there. So I figured I'd ask you anyway. Everybody says boy, if Andy wins this one, he's going to retire and walk away on top. Has that ever entered your mind at all?
No, I don't even go there. I mean, people ask me every day. I get asked that, and I go, I've been told, as we all have, I'm sure, from our parents that, well, you'll know when the time is. Yeah. And so I just tell people it ain't happening today. I mean, I feel good today. So I don't know when it hits you, you know, whenever it hits you, I'll do that. But today I'm good. So
it'd be big
news.
Yeah,
don't do it today,
yeah.
Andy.
If you retire the week before the Super Bowl, it'd be big news. Yeah.
And when the game comes up, the Super Bowl game, when you're coaching in that, more nervous for that or doing a commercial and having to say Nuggies in a commercial?
Well, you know what? I'm terrible at the commercial, so I'm more comfortable doing the other part. So that's way out of my league. But it's fun to do with Patrick. He's got a knack for it, and then Jake from State Farm's a good kid, man. And so those guys have fun together, and they included me, so it was fun doing them.
Coach, I know Patrick is grateful to have you as a head coach and the foundation and everything that you've surrounded him with, but I'm wondering, does that work both ways? Are you grateful to have Patrick as your quarterback? Because he's really elevated you into one of the all-time great coaches, and he's elevated you into that discussion along with Bill Belichick and Bill Walsh and others, because the media is lazy and all we do is judge coaches by how many rings they have. So are you grateful to Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, listen, I am. I also know I'm one of the luckiest guys around because I've had great quarterbacks. Right. And this kid is special, special, special. Love him to death, the way he goes about his business. I've had a chance to learn from the other guys. And obviously they elevated our team's game and Patrick's he's doing that. He's young in it, really, compared to where Favre was or Donovan was. He's a blast to coach every day. Brings energy every day. Loves to play the game, and obviously the product is incredible.
Put us where you were when you learned that Travis Kelce, your tight end, Kelce as you like to call him, was dating Taylor Swift.
I was great with it. I mean, I met her long before Travis did, and she's a good girl. She comes from a good family, great family. And so she's humble. I mean, she's one of the most famous people in the world. And she's out cooking Pop-Tarts for our guys. You know, I mean, it's crazy. But that's who she is. She's a good girl and a good person. And that's, I'm happy for Trav. Trav's a great guy too. So it's, I'm happy that they're happy.
She's making
Golic, if you were the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs and you won a Super Bowl this Sunday, would you get Taylor Swift a ring or what? Like give her like a Super Bowl ring, not a wedding ring.
No, I'd get a selfie with her is what I would want to do. I think that would be good for this. Your street cred coach has to be just going, it was already really good, but just going through the roof, you know, now knowing, now hanging out with Taylor a little bit.
Yeah. You know, I'm really concerned about the street cred.
I know. That's you, right? How can I improve my street cred today, right?
Coach, we'll let you go on this note, but if I told you 10 years ago, because the NFL sprinted away from gambling for so long, hey, we're going to play a Super Bowl in Las Vegas. You would have told me what?
I'd have a hard time believing it. Right. I would have a hard time believing it. But you know what? I get to play out there once a year against the Raiders, and what a great venue, man. I mean, it's they did it right, like really did it right. And so I get it now. I mean, that's where we are today. And it's been great for the NFL, and they did it first class. It's really a nice job. I mean, it's so good it makes the dogs bark.
There you go. Perfect way to end it. Well,
my apologies. Made my dog bark. Coach, we do appreciate this. We know you're doing it for Golic, not us. Did I ask you anything that ruined your friendship with Mike Golic? Are we okay still? Or
no, listen, you'd have a hard time doing that, man. By the way, how are the boys?
All doing good. Doing the show with Mike every day for DraftKings. Yep. So having fun with that. Jake's has a kid. I have a grandchild. Daughter's doing well. Right. I had a kid. So all good. I appreciate it very much. Good. Thanks for asking.
Tell him I said hello, please.
I will. Yep. I'll see you out there in Vegas.
Good.
Thanks.
All right,
thanks,
Coach. Good luck to you. Go win a third, okay?
Thank you.
And we're back here at Radio Row.
Wow, you Super finished Bowl the sentence. Week. Wow.
I know what you're looking to do to me.
What, just leave you hanging?
Yeah, I know what's
I
going on.
I haven't done it yet, man. I wasn't going to do it there.
You were taking a long pause there.
Nah.
We have a number of things to discuss here that I would like to discuss.
Right.
With you.
I want to discuss Andy Reid, but go ahead.
That was one of the things.
Okay.
He says that we can't ruin his friendship with Golic. Give us time.
Let Billy ask a question.
Let me ask a question. Then we'll see.
I didn't think Golic was going to ask the retirement question, and he did.
I was surprised he did, too. But, right. I mean, you had to ask. It's a story. And here's the thing. It graduated from something that you made up to something that, like, Jay Glazer said that they had discussed. So, like, it became a thing that, like, credible people were asking about. Not to say that you're not, but it became a thing that, like, credible reporters were actually discussing. So it wasn't like out of line to ask the question.
Allow me to say it. I'm not. But you're right. Like, I say stuff and then people pick up on it. And then Adam Schefter starts talking about it. Then it becomes a story because he's credible. But Andy Reid is such a likable dude. And I do think it's confusing, Billy, because I want you to think about this. Jay Glazer told us a story that Andy Reid told him he was thinking about retirement. And then forgot that he ever told Jay Glazer that.
Yeah.
Okay. Peter King has told us that Andy King is a former producer of ours, that Andy Reid.
We will see him.
Wants to be a media member. I know we will. Wanted to be a media member instead of a head coach.
Yeah.
Well, he's 65 years old, so I'm starting to piece all these things together. He told Glazer he was thinking about it. And he told Peter King he wanted to be a journalist instead of a head coach.
Well,
he's 65. He still has time to do the thing that he has a passion for.
He said he wanted to be an SI columnist.
Right.
And I don't know that there's still time for that.
They're not hiring.
Well.
They're not existing.
Well. We got blown off.
By Sims.
Well, the game's over. I was going to say, guess who we got blown off by? But we got very big-timed by Chris Sims moments ago.
He walked in. He had a briefcase. He was strolling over. Listen, a good strut is key, key to Radio Row.
Is it?
Well, Russo has the best strut of all time. I'm a close second. Chris Sims is third. Angelo Cataldi from WIP in Philadelphia. I'm not even certain if he works anymore. He's number four.
Hold
it's
on
crazy
a second.
That I have a list for this.
You're ranking top struts, and you ranked yourself number two best strut?
I learned from the dog. I mean,
is this just a Radio Row or general strut?
No, just Radio Row strut. There's a different strut outside of Radio Row that you use as opposed to being inside Radio. You got a strut like you own the place, Billy. That's the key.
Well,
you know?
Chris Sims walked in with that attitude. And I was kind of like telling you to yell at him.
Yes.
And I actually said, I dare you to.
Right.
And I shouldn't have done that. And I didn't think that you were going to do it. And you yelled at the top of your lungs in front of everyone that was here, "Hey, mofo."
I did.
Yeah.
Well, if you say, "Hey, Chris Sims," he won't turn his head. You say mofo, he knows it's...
But he's still big time though. He's just kept walking over there. Is he even on set? I don't think he's even doing anything yet. He just didn't want to talk to us.
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. He That's definitely fine. Heard me, right?
There's not enough... Business is picking up, but there's not enough people for him not to have heard you with how loud you did it and how close he was.
I'm sorry about that, Billy.
It's fine. I mean, you don't have to apologize to me.
Well, who should I apologize to?
I don't know.
Anyway, are you excited for the game? Are you excited for the festivities this week?
I am. I'm excited for the festivities. I'm excited for the hubbub.
Yeah. You love hubbub.
I do. I like the excitement. I like what's going on here. I don't exactly know what we're going to be doing outside of Radio Row and the live shows, but like, I like Radio Row. I like Super Bowl week. I'm kind of bummed that we're not staying for the game.
Right.
Because I wanted to do the game and then us do like a post-game show on the field, but maybe next year. We'll see.
Next year, the Super Bowl, I believe, is in New Orleans.
It is. They already have
Shorter
their booth set
us.
Up over
yes.
here. Yeah. We were really excited.
It's like an hour flight for us.
It's definitely closer than this flight was. This is a longer flight.
Yeah. I'm excited for the game, though. I think it's like, for me, like, it's legacy stuff. So, like, Mahomes is chasing Brady, and I do find that part of it fascinating. Like, if you're Mahomes, you don't want to lose too many. He's already lost one.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to get there and lose too many. Montana got the four. He won four. Okay, Brady 1-10. I think 1-7. He was 7-3. You don't want to be 2-2 after four Super Bowls if you're Patrick Mahomes.
Did you see the stat?
On the flip side of that, you've already won two Super Bowls, even if you are 2-2.
Yeah.
What was the stat?
Well, you don't want to be 500 in the Super Bowl.
Correct.
Because I mean,
you just don't want to.
3-1 looks
right.
A lot better. Than,
a lot better, you know, on the resume.
2-2. Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, did you see the stat that Tom Brady is the first person to beat Patrick Mahomes in a regular season game? The first person to beat him in a postseason game and the first person to beat him in a Super Bowl?
No.
Yeah.
He's better.
I mean, we were talking about this the other day. And
that solves it. And he can never play Brady again. That's a reason for Brady never to come back.
The craziest thing about Brady is Brady has won 7 Super Bowls, correct?
Yes.
So Patrick Mahomes has won 2, which is great, right?
Yep.
He needs to win 6 more to pass Tom Brady. It seems impossible.
He's how old, Patrick Mahomes?
I think he's 29.
So he's 29. If he wins this one, it's 3.
It seems impossible.
Well, not only that, he has to win. He can only win 3 more with the Chiefs. Then he has to go to a bad. I've told you this before. Has to go to a bad team.
Okay. 28, turning 29 this year.
So win 3 more with the Chiefs, and then go to the Bucks or a team like the Bucks and win one there.
But it's so many Super Bowls to win.
You don't think he can do it?
I don't.
Really?
It's so many. 6 more. Let's say he plays. Let's say he's 28 now. Let's say he plays until he's 40.
40. Okay.
12 years. He has to win a Super Bowl every other year.
I mean,
until he's 40.
He's been to the AFC Championship game every year. He's
been to
the Super Bowl 4 of his 6 years. So, I know, but we thought that about Brady, and it didn't slow down.
Yeah.
He might just be one of those all-time greats. I mean.
Maybe. We'll see.
You know what? I've been thinking about what makes a quarterback, like the difference between Brock. I've been thinking about this. I want to run it by Sims later in the week when we talk to him.
If he acknowledges us.
Yes. You put Patrick Mahomes on, let's say, the New York Jets. They become you put them on any team, instant contender.
Mm-hmm.
You put Brock Purdy on the wrong team, he's going to be a disaster. That's the difference. You put Brady, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, those guys on any team, Brady proved it with the Bucs, that team instantly becomes championship good. You put Brock Purdy, you put guys like that. I'm trying to think of some other examples. Brock Purdy, Tua would be a good example. You put those guys on any team's not that good.
Well, I mean, so that's kind of like Cam Newton was saying that he's a game manager, and Chris Sims has told us if Zach Wilson was on this team, they'd be doing the exact same thing.
Right.
So
right.
It seems to be a popular belief amongst quarterbacks, former quarterbacks, and people who know the quarterback position.
Right. I feel like C.J. Stroud is one of those guys where if he doesn't care who his receivers are, he don't care about anything. He is so confident in himself and so skilled that he thinks he's going to make any situation work.
I wonder what next season is going to look like for C.J. Stroud, not to get, like, too far ahead of ourselves or, like, kind of, like,
you're on to next season, huh?
Well, I mean, are we going to have a sophomore slump coming? Like, what's going to happen with C.J. Stroud? Or is he just, like, great, great?
I think he's great, great.
I know. We'll figure out next season.
Were you concerned like Chris was about Tua and the accuracy of the Pro Bowl skills competition? Like, you have to own that if you're Tua. You do. It's your one strength, Billy.
The thing is, when the whole thing is this is the most accurate passer that I've ever had, this is the most accurate passer in the NFL, and then you have a contest that's just
about accuracy. Yes.
And you get the lowest score, and Dan Orlovsky beats everybody that participated in the contest. It's kind of, you know what? Respectfully.
Okay.
If Dan Orlovsky wins the contest and he does it so much better than everyone else when he hasn't played in however many years, 5, 6 years, whatever it's been, that he's just been like sitting at a desk and he comes out and he's like, boom, 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 and he hits all this stuff.
Right.
Kind of makes me think, not a super important like test.
If Orlovsky can win it?
Yeah. When Orlovsky did so much better than everybody else that's an active NFL quarterback, maybe it's not a super great test in determining who's a good quarterback and who's not.
He retired 7 years ago.
Yeah. What would his last seasons look like? I'm shocked that we're spending the Monday of Super Bowl week looking over Dan Orlovsky's stats.
No, but it's great. But I did want to ask you that because, Chris, it was a good point by Chris. Like, he was worried about it. He watched the Pro Bowl. He was upset because the one thing you talk about when you talk about Tua is the fact that he's the most accurate quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah.
Except in the Pro Bowl when no one's rushing him.
Did you see his touchdown to Tyreek Hill?
No.
You didn't?
No.
So the Pro Bowl now is played on like a 50-yard field, and it's like a flag football game.
Right.
And like it was like one of the first passes. Tyreek Hill was just like the length of the field, touchdown right away. And I saw it, and I thought, wow, Pro Bowl's gotten kind of dumb.
Are you looking for Orlovsky's last season?
I gave up. I thought he just moved on.
And he retired 8 years ago.
Yeah.
I will tell you, like, I was thinking about this as well as it relates to Tariq Hill. You just brought him up. He made a big mistake. Like, I'm happy he's in Miami. No, Billy, when you're playing with one of those legacy quarterbacks, you don't leave that quarterback. Like, he's missed out now on three Super Bowl appearances.
He's made a lot of money. Like, he's got paid. That's why. That's why he left.
He won a Super Bowl, decided he wanted to get paid.
Checked that off.
I know.
And get paid. Check that off.
I know, but how about check off a couple more Super Bowls?
He got the one check, and now other check. You know what I mean? Right. Literal check.
A big check.
I feel like that's the way, and this is maybe not what we should be like saying, but like that seems like the perfect way to do it, right? Like, oh, I want to go. I want to win the Super Bowl. Now I won the Super Bowl. Now I want to get paid because I only have a couple years left.
Because
Let me make as much money as possible.
He couldn't get paid there. They had to pay Mahomes. They had to pay Travis Kelce. They had to pay other guys. So he wasn't going to get the money that he got in Miami. He would not have gotten that money in Kansas City. He would have still gotten paid in Kansas City. Like I'm saying, do you take a little less to play with Patrick Mahomes?
And he said no.
Right.
And I feel like he probably did it right.
I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, he's missed out on a bunch of big games. I don't know if he'll ever play in a Super Bowl again.
Okay, but let's say he makes, I don't know, $30 million less in his career, but he's played in two more Super Bowls. Which would you take? You've already won a Super Bowl. You get two more Super Bowl appearances or $30 million. You've already won one.
Do I win the two Super Bowls or I don't know?
Let's say you go one for two.
So I have two Super Bowls. I've made a third. Or I can have $30 extra million.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fine with just one Super Bowl. We're back after this.
Remember the best vacation you've ever taken? Make your next one even better with Get Your Guide. With Get Your Guide, you can book over 100,000 unforgettable experiences in the U.S. and around the world. Want to see the Grand Canyon from a helicopter? They got you. Watching a wrestling match in Mexico City? No problem. Or how about a guided tour of Rome's ancient ruins? Wherever you're going, whatever you're into, book your next travel experience at getyourguide.com.
You seem tired, Billy.
I'm tired?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know. You just seem tired. Long flight, a lot of work, you're organizing stuff, you're getting things together, you're gathering information, I mean...
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm okay.
All right.
You're saying it because I yawned right before we started and no one saw that.
That's why I said it.
Yeah, you brought it up and now people know I yawned a moment ago.
I love a good yawn though, Billy.
What is that? That's just, you're just saying words. You love a good yawn?
You don't like a good yawn? A yawn doesn't feel good to you?
I like a good nap.
I like a good nap, too.
Yeah.
Billy, do you like the Super Bowl? So I was thinking about this last night. I was in a high-stakes blackjack room.
What time did you go to sleep yesterday?
About 1 o'clock.
Local time, 1 o'clock?
Yeah, 1 in the morning.
Wow.
I got here a couple of days ago, so I'm kind of acclimated. Yeah.
1 o'clock.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Because I had someone tell me that they saw you getting in at 8, and I'm like, I don't think that's right.
At 8 a.m.?
No, 8 p.m. And I was like, I don't think that was his final arrival for the evening.
No, I got back to the hotel at 8. I went and met Juju and Chris Cody at the sports book. Mm-hmm. We went out to Fremont Street for a little bit, had some fun, and then I got caught. I had a burger with Juju afterwards, but I got caught in a high-stakes blackjack room.
How'd you get caught in there?
Well, I went in there, and I couldn't stop winning. And so when I was, this is all leading to me telling you that while it's cool that we're here in Las Vegas, I prefer, and I understand why the teams are so far away from the casinos and can't walk into the casino. There are a lot of devices here, you know, to keep you up late. And it happened to me last night. So I could absolutely see like, yeah, okay. Someone walks into a high stakes blackjack room. They keep winning. No one's going to walk away when they're winning. I was playing half asleep. I was asking the dealer, hey, can you give me some bad cards? I was actually telling myself, can you stop winning?
I don't believe that. What? You asked the dealer to help you lose because you don't have self control. You had to leave. So you're asking the dealer to have you lose money.
Yeah, I wanted to go to bed. Yes. Yeah. I wanted to go to bed. And so my larger point is, and my larger question to you is, we have covered a number of Super Bowls. Do you prefer it in a kind of like a hustle and bustle type city, like we're in right now, or good old Indianapolis, like something like that, you know?
So the city.
Give me like some Detroit, where there's nothing to do afterwards, you know?
The cities that I've done have been this one, Las Vegas, last year in Arizona, Phoenix,
right.
Scottsdale.
Glendale
Arizona.
Was perfect.
Yeah, Glendale.
Yes, it was great.
Miami and Atlanta.
Right.
So every city that I've done has had other things to do.
Right.
So I haven't experienced an Indianapolis Super Bowl, for example, or right. I haven't experienced a Minnesota Super Bowl.
It's delightful. There's one steakhouse, a hotel, it's snowing, you know, you get in, you get out, you go home. That's it.
Huh.
Yeah.
So you don't want to have options of things to do?
I want to go straight to bed when we're done with this. I mean, I do.
I think that I'm going to.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think that I'm going to do very much. Like, I've kind of, like, seen the schedule, I've seen what we have to do, and, like, I don't really see myself doing any of those things or, like, getting invited to do those things or like
no but what I'm saying is in those cities, Detroit, Minnesota, you don't have a choice. No one's going to ask you to do anything. I might ask you to do something later.
Well, I was gonna say,
I might say, hey Billy, let's go play some blackjack, you know,
the way my life goes, I'm not going to be asked anyway, so it doesn't really matter where it is, you know what I mean?
Right. The fake Andy Reid is here.
You're so distracted today, like you're mid-sentence and you're just like I'm looking at you trying to maintain eye contact and your back is to me and you're just looking at the entrance.
Well, I thought Boomer Esiason was walking in, that's why. Now your back's to me
because I'm trying to see the fake Andy Reid. I don't think that's a fake Andy Reid. I think that's just someone in a Chiefs jersey, just a larger fellow in a Chiefs, like,
that's
hoodie.
The fake Andy Reid.
No, that's not him. That's
I think it's the fake Andy Reid. I interviewed him last year in Glendale, Arizona. I believe he got promoted and got a job for the station. I'm not even joking, Billy. I swear.
For what station?
For the Kansas City station. I'm telling you. I believe they hired
Look,
him.
That guy's in a cowboy hat. He's somebody.
Who is that?
That's just a guy in a cowboy hat. That's Radio Row, man. That's how this works.
Wait, so you're just assuming because he's in a cowboy's hat that he's somebody?
No, not a cowboy's hat, an actual cowboy hat.
I know, but you think he's a celebrity?
No, I was joking.
He might be, though.
Okay, who do you think that is?
I have no idea.
Yeah. You have to do that trick where you lean in so that you can look at them and see what their name is.
Check out the placard?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're doing a show. Like, look forward. You're just, your back is to the camera. You're not even talking. We're doing a show right now.
That's what Radio Row is all about. I want to make sure that guy's not a celebrity.
Even if he is a celebrity, you're doing a show. You can't grab him while you're talking.
Oh, yes, I can, Billy. Come on.
Can you?
You see me at work. I grabbed Dana White while we were talking last year on the show.
Well, no one ever saw that. Is he walking with a folding chair?
Yeah.
Why would you bring a folding chair into here? There's plenty of chairs. That's so weird.
Why not?
It's one of those like camping chairs that goes into like the thing. Why do you need that?
A folding chair.
Yeah, that's unnecessary.
Oh my god, so funny. What are you most excited for as it relates? Like, are you done with the Taylor Swift conversation? Are you done with? Like, is that, it's kind of overblown, right, the whole thing?
It doesn't bother me as much as it bothers everybody else. I don't really care.
Why do you think it bothers everyone else?
I don't know. I really don't. I just don't know why people are outraged about Taylor Swift. I don't get it.
Do they feel like it's contrived?
I just,
because it's not. It's not contrived.
I just feel like have something in your life that's important enough to care about. If this is what you're caring about, like, face some adversity if this is what's really bothering you.
Right. You haven't faced real adversity?
I'm just saying, if Taylor Swift is bothering you that much, like, I'd like to live this life of yours where you don't have any problems and Taylor Swift is the biggest problem you have in your life. Like, it's a bit much.
She's been great for the NFL. She's been great for the ratings. She's been great for Travis Kelce.
They've been good for each other.
They have been.
Taylor and the NFL, not Taylor and Travis.
Well, maybe Taylor and Travis as well.
Maybe.
But Taylor's been great for the NFL, and the NFL has been great for Taylor. And it's going to be, listen, whether people like it or not, it's going to be a big storyline. It's going to be a big storyline leading up to the game. It is.
I'm saying yes to so many people.
Who are you saying yes to?
So few windows. Well, I don't want to say, because what happens is, this is the part of Radio Row that people don't understand, is that a lot of these people disappear.
It's a shell game.
So you'll say yes, and then you'll get like a time, and then it doesn't happen. So like, I don't feel good promoting anyone that we're gonna have some good guests. We're gonna have some big names if they all come through. But sometimes it doesn't happen, and then sometimes there's a little bait and switch situation.
Yeah, but sometimes you lose somebody, and sometimes you gain two more. Like, sometimes you lose a guest, and then all of a sudden you run into Bobby Gunes and Rob Gronkowski, and then boom, you have two guests.
I'm trying to figure out.
It happens all the time.
I'm trying to figure out what we're gonna do because Mojo was texting both of us yesterday.
Right. He was.
And he will be in town.
I didn't respond, by the way.
No, I noticed that. But Mojo will be in town. I believe that who else is in town? Mojo's in town.
Yes.
All the Gronks are going to be in town.
Yep.
Cherbear, I saw, is going to be in town.
Yes.
K-Funk has a flight.
Right. He's not coming.
But hasn't confirmed whether or not he's coming or not.
No, he's not coming.
Gordy, I think, gets in tomorrow.
Yes, he does.
So I don't know how we play this situation.
Huh. And we have Bubba Watson stopping by.
Well, see, that's a name that I'm not promising because I don't know what's going on with that.
Well, what do you mean?
We also have, I'm going to say this as a tease, we also have a football player that has the same name as another football player. So when we put on the list, we have this person. It's a big get. It's, you know, a very notable person. It's someone that I think people will think is funny that we're talking to.
Mm-hmm.
And there's someone else in the league with that same name. So when I was sending out the list, it was I was asking, which one is it? Is it the more famous one or the less famous one?
Right. So it would be a lot.
And it's something.
If there were two Josh Allens,
it'd be like that. Yeah,
one's great and one's kind of like a backup somewhere.
Well, so that's kind of the situation,
right? You're not gonna tell me who?
It's Josh Allen. There's two Josh Allens.
Are there really?
Yes.
Wow, what a guess!
You ruined that.
That was a heck of a guess, by me.
Yeah, it's almost like you know the guest list.
Oh man. How are you feeling about the guests?
Well, because I hadn't considered the fact that it could be Josh Allen from the Jaguars until I was asked that question.
There's no way
it's that one that was pitched.
There's no way.
But I hadn't considered it being a possibility.
Come on, Billy.
And then I had a second person ask me, and I was like, oh, crap. Like, is this something that I could have accidentally done? Because we're going to be prepping for the other one.
I'm only prepping for that one.
I know, but what happens if it's Josh Allen, the linebacker from the Jaguars?
I won't be prepped. I don't know what to tell you.
He's just asking questions as though he's the other Josh Allen.
Yeah. I've never made that mistake before.
I'm really worried that one's going to not happen.
Oh, come on. Will you stop it?
Yeah, that's the one I'm most excited about, and I'm worried that it might not happen.
You're excited for Josh Allen because he's one of the great quarterbacks in the NFL because we've never had Josh Allen on the show.
I am, and I've seen him in interviews, right. And he seems like he'd be like a really good interview. It seems like he's someone that likes to have fun, but I could also see it getting off the wrong foot very quickly.
I was told that he wanted to come on with us. He requested to come on with us.
Yeah, but that's one of those things that everybody says.
You want to have Sims here as a buffer in case things get off the rails?
No,
why? He loves Sims.
Yeah, no, that's great. Chris Sims can book him. Like, this isn't for Chris. I'm not. You know, look.
Why? Look. What just happened?
Chris
there?
Sims comes in here. He doesn't even acknowledge our presence when he comes in here. You call out his name. He doesn't even acknowledge you. And now we're just going to bring him in so he can hijack the best interview that we're going to have of the week. I don't think so, my friend.
I don't want him to hijack it. Why did you just Mutombo the audience? What is that?
Not going to happen.
Okay, but why is a Kembe Mutombo
finger? Can I predict what's going to happen in this interview?
What?
You're going to tell him right away, Billy says you have a stupid face, and he's going to get irritated right away.
I'm not. Well, that's why I want Sims here, not to ask a question, just to be a buffer, okay? Josh Allen, what do you mean? Sims will make it worse for you.
We don't need a buffer.
Okay. I am going to ask him about the stupid face.
I know, but wait like two or three questions before
I'm going right
do
after
that.
It.
Don't do that.
What if it's Josh Allen from the Jaguars, though? Can I go right after it?
Well, then it's going to be super confusing. And I didn't say that he has a stupid face. I didn't say the other one did either, to be clear.
Christine Lisi said you were dead to her.
I know.
Yes.
I know.
Yeah.
I was thinking of if that does happen, having him do something nice for Christine Lisi. And I saw that there's signs that say, like, it's forbidden to ask for autographs or anything like that. So, like, we're not going to ask him to sign anything for Christine because I don't want to get kicked out of here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I have asked for so many autographs in my time at Radio.
Who have you asked for?
I asked Joe Montana once for his autograph.
Mm-hmm.
I asked Troy Aikman once for his autograph. Mm-hmm. I asked Michael Irvin once for his autograph.
Playmaker.
I asked Isaac Bruce once for his autograph.
Did they all sign these things?
I asked Kurt Warner once for his autograph.
What'd you ask them to sign?
Whatever I had on me at the time.
You left last year with Emmitt Smith's autograph on a tequila bottle, and then
I did.
Forgot it, and Juju has it now.
And 1 year I...
Radio Row.
1 year I got an autograph from Russell Wilson. He signed my Subway sandwich.
A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. In fact, you know what? Here's another thing that hasn't changed. It's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate since 1975, and we still haven't settled it. You know, Miller Lite solves so many problems. I'm not a thinking man. I don't want to think. I want to just find a beer that has undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. One that's less filling? One that still has this incredible taste? How can I do this? Oh, I'll just have a Miller Lite. You know why? Because Miller Lite keeps it simple. It's undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. Exactly what I'm looking for. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/GBF. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Lite Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories. Cows and carbs and premium regular beer.